Hello, folks, and welcome again. This is Lyndon Davis with yet another segment in our Debt Domino series. This one is on debt avoidance, the third part in our look at how to avoid debt. Now, folks, many of you have already surmised or come to this conclusion on your own, and some of you may have heard us say it before, but debt can be a major financial burden, and it can be difficult to get out of once you're in it. However, there are a few things you can do to avoid debt in the first place. Budgeting is one of those things, and it is one of the best debt avoidance methods that exists. And there also exists a plethora of manual, digital, and online budgeting tools. So I won't take the time to delve into which is better or more cost-effective in this segment. What is more important, however, is what items in the budget needs greater or lesser attention. While all budgets are personal and no one size fits all, there are some common sense approaches that are vital to all budgets. They are: needs come before wants, fixed expenses come before variable expenses. You, that is you, the person who's doing the budget, comes before them, whoever them are, if that's proper English. And of course, saving comes before investing. So let's start with needs come before wants. Food, transportation, a roof over your head, and medicine, among others, all fall into the needs category. If you would be homeless, hungry, naked, or dead, then it's a safe bet that the thing that you're missing is a need. Dining out, latest designer styles, the 85-inch 16K TV, and the 55-plus Roku-esque apps all fall into the wants category. That is, unless you've been baptized in the pool of millennial entitlement. Now, when you go about budgeting, you must make provision for paying for the needs in your life before allocating for the other non-essentials or the wants in your life. Even among needs, there exists a pecking order that is dependent upon the person and the circumstance which exists at the time. For instance, most people would find cutting back on a meal or two to be more achievable than to up and move to another residence in order to both budget appropriately to one's income while at the same time provide for a need, such as housing or food. For others, say with a commitment to a certain dietary lifestyle, moving households would be far more preferable to make a change than to make a change in their food choices. Use the flexibility that a budget offers to ensure that you are successful in both your budget targets as well as what's important in your life. In fact, that's exactly one of the benefits of budgeting. And we've gone over that in another segment in our Debt Domino series that you can reference. With budgeting, you can easily see that the priorities in your life are being taken care of through the budgeting process. Just be sure that you provide for your needs before you begin to allocate for your wants. Next is fixed comes before variable. Now, fixed expenses. Those are items which are the same every period, whether that period is weekly, monthly, quarterly, and so forth. And not much, if at all, can be done to change the amount of the expenditure. Examples are mortgages, property tax, tuition, and health insurance. Fixed expenses can make up a large portion of your monthly budget, so it is important to track them carefully. By understanding your fixed expenses, you can make sure that you are budgeting enough money to cover them each and every month. Fixed expenses can make up a large portion. So, by understanding your fixed expenses, you can make sure that you are budgeting enough money to cover them over and over and over again. Now, here are some tips to deal with your fixed expenses. Shop around. You know, there was a song back in the 70s that says, my mama told me you better shop around. While that was dealing with relationships, it is so appropriate when it comes to fixed expenses. Shop around. Shop around for the best deals on insurance and utilities. You may be able to save some money by switching providers or bundling your services. So, as an example, folks, when I first moved to Michigan in 1994 and was in an apartment, I took out vehicle insurance for the lowest coverage possible so that I can get the lowest insurance payment possible. The insurance agent, now this is an example, folks, of great customer service. The insurance agent propositioned me for renter's insurance. I immediately became suspicious. I thought he was just trying to get me to pony up more money, no benefit to me at all, but a benefit to the insurance company, just so that another sale can be had. But then he said the magic word, discount? Discount? Yes, he said discount. He stated that if I took the renter's insurance, that I could actually save money, potentially, on the auto insurance. And I said, wow, what a deal. This is something. And he also stated that it could be up to as much as a 20% discount on my auto insurance. So that with the combined renter's insurance and the auto insurance, I would actually end up paying less than if I had just the auto insurance alone. He ran the projection, and indeed, my payment for both insurances came up to less than just having the auto coverage alone. That's great customer service. And now you have another tool in your arsenal in reducing your expenses to avoid debt. Next, consider signing up for a budget plan with your utility company. This can help you save money by spreading out your payments throughout the year. Not only that, but it allows you more predictability, as you will know in advance what your utility payments will be so that you can better prepare. Another thing, look for ways to reduce your car expenses. This can include carpooling, taking public transportation, or even biking to work. A little known maneuver is also buybacks. If you feel that you may have financed a car that you are now over your head in payments with, you may be able to have the dealer buy the finance or lease back with little or no cost. First, do your research online on this maneuver so that you are well prepared. Then call up that dealer and begin to negotiate that buyback. Another thing you could do, cancel any, if not all, subscriptions that you are not using. Yeah, why not all of them? If you're not using them, why do you need them? This could free up money in your budget each month. Does it not amaze you, folks, how many streaming services people have and pay for while they typically only watch one or two a month? Or how about those that have like Apple Music, Google Play Music, premium Spotify, and Tidal apps, but they listen to about 3 hours of music a month? I'm thinking that maybe there's an opportunity to save some dough here. I mean, don't you? Another thing you can do is negotiate. Negotiate your rent or mortgage payment. If you've been a good tenant or if the market has changed, you may be able to get a lower rent or mortgage payment. This one may be a little tougher though, I have to admit. It may be tougher to make happen due to the contractual situation involved and that there is not a product necessarily involved. See, with negotiating a vehicle buyback that we just talked about, the car is the product or commodity that can easily trade hands in a secondary market. With a home rental or mortgage situation, you know, there's a very limited secondary market, and it's largely unavailable to the common renter or homeowner. Nonetheless, nothing tried, nothing gained. So get on the phone and begin negotiating. The worst thing, think about it, folks, the worst thing that could happen is that you end up in the exact same position as when you started. But the best thing that can happen if you get on the phone and start negotiating is that you actually get what you asked for. By following these tips, you can manage your fixed expenses and free up more money in your budget. Now, bear in mind, this freed up money is not a tool for spending. Just because you saved a couple of $100 here or a couple of $100 there doesn't mean that, yippee, I'm rich, I'm rich. I'm gonna run out there and spend to my heart's content. No, 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 no. This does not mean that with this freed up money or with this saved money that you are now going to go out on a spending spree, but instead, you should be using that as a tool to assist in your debt avoidance strategy. After all, that's what we're doing here as we look at a budget, right? We're trying to avoid debt in the first place. Now, we will get to the variable expenses that you must account for as you construct your budget in a little bit. But first, consider this. If discipline is the entree of the meal ticket to prosperity, then accountability is the secret sauce. Prosperity does not mean that you are living large or that yours is bigger than your neighbor's. Prosperity is where you have enough for you and some left over to help someone else. Otherwise, if you only have enough for yourself, you are, what, just making ends meet? Getting by? Living hand to mouth? Is that prospering? And how about the entree discipline? 1 Corinthians 9:25 states, "Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." Strict training is discipline. Accountability is what kickstarts discipline. If your journey to avoiding, managing, reducing, and eliminating debt, you must be disciplined along the way. Then you will get to that prosperity, some for you, some for others, as you bear in mind that there is no greater prosperity we are looking for than our soul salvation in Jesus Christ. So, we looked at a couple of things, and now we're going to, in the fixed expense category, now we're going to go on and tackle those variable expenses. Variable means that they change from time to time or from value to value. In other words, it may go from being paid out, say, every other week to being paid out quarterly, or the actual amount that you're paying out. You know, this time it might be $50, next month it might be $75. And many of you with all these add-ons on your cell phone plans are very familiar with those types of variable payments in your budget. So variable expenses can change from period to period, and it's really, if not entirely, due to spending habits. Sometimes not, but largely due to your spending habits. So things such as groceries, household goods, entertainment or leisure, clothing, and hobbies, they all fall into the variable expenses category. Now, variable expenses can make up a large portion of your monthly budget, so it's important to track them carefully. By understanding your variable expenses, you can make sure that you are budgeting enough money to cover them each month. Now, here are some tips for managing your variable expenses. Be consistent with your budget. The more consistent you are, the more likely you are to stick to it. Now, I know that this is a recurring theme, as I told you all before, but think about your body. One time you may have had rock-hard abs and thighs of steel. Now, several hundred donuts and barrels of sugary soft drinks and coffee later, you find yourself in the need of a reset. You begin every year on January 1st on this new you, only to be back to the old you by January 4th. So folks, you know a thing or two about being determined and being consistent. What holds true for your diet holds true for your finances. If you want marked improvement, you've got to be consistent and persistent. So, next thing that you can do to help manage those variable expenses is to review your budget regularly. As your income and expenses change, you will need to adjust your budget accordingly. What gets measured gets done. You know, we say that in the business world. If somebody isn't keeping a finger on the pulse, then it's likely that that project will slip into oblivion. What gets measured gets done. So if you are not keeping track of what is happening with your finances, folks, tell me, how will you ever know if you succeeded? You say that you want to save to get a car in 6 months. If you never monitor if you're actually building that savings toward purchasing that car, how will you ever know if you've actually gotten all the money? You won't. You won't. What gets measured gets done. How would you even know if you're on the right path? Perhaps you are like a month away and you only have 10% of your goal saved up. If you're not budgeting and monitoring regularly, how will you know if your savings rate is enough to get you to that goal? Review, review, review. Review your budget regularly. Another thing, plan your meals ahead of time. Now, this will help you avoid impulse purchases at the grocery store. You know how, whenever you're hungry, those sugary snacks and those salty treats, they just seem to be like a 7-course meal because your belly is growling. And it's like, oh, I just need one to help me until I get to my next meal. But you end up just downing the entire section of potato chips and cookies and popcorn. But if you planned your meal ahead of time, you could actually avoid getting into those impulse, unhealthy purchases. Now, this is something that is totally within your control. Yes, planning meals is totally within your control, and it's not so difficult to accomplish. But in this microwave, 2-minute TikTok, and instant download environment we have come accustomed to, we feel that our meals should be served up in the exact same way. So because we don't plan, we eat here, we eat there, we eat all kinds of places, including everywhere. And that leads us to those impulse purchases. But the truth is that good things rarely come in an instant. They're usually the stuff that time must act upon in order for us to receive them, and more importantly, to appreciate them. So take the time to plan out that meal. You'll be glad you did. Next, cook at home. On top of planning out your meals, why not cook at home? Cook at home more often. This will save you money on eating out. Also, it's a great way to rekindle the flame in your relationship or to stretch your culinary skills. You know, if you are looking into something new or different or exquisite, or you can take the trip down memory lane for something from your childhood or your recent past, either one, if you actually delve into it, you can actually either hone a skill that you've had dormant for some time, or actually expand a skill that you did not even know was there until you tried your hand at something new, or tried to go back into your past to prepare a meal that was once very important and special to you. But folks, whatever it is, do it more often and do it at home. Cook those meals. How about this one? Bring your lunch to work. Now, this will save you money on eating out. Real easy to figure that one out, right? Brown bagging it may be out of style, but then so is that second generation iPhone that you've been using for the past 7 years. You've got no problem being out of style with your phone in order to save a few dollars, so why not the same with lunch from home? Brown bagging it, bringing your lunch to work. It's yet just another way to get a handle on your variable expenses. How about find a free or low-cost activities to do for fun? This will help you save money on entertainment. The backyard, folks, it's always available and it's always free. So is the county park as well as the local beach. Now, I can tell you from personal experiences here. We have done, me and my boys, primarily my wife, she wasn't so much of the outside type, but some of the things that we did in the living room, in the family room together, the four of us, oh, what fun. I mean, we've actually camped out in our living room. We got the tent, and in one instance, we actually made a tent from blankets, and we all slept right there in the family room with the requisite popcorns and s'mores to boot, and it was such great fun. And what did it cost us? A box of graham crackers, some vegan marshmallows, and some Hershey chocolate? Folks, less than $10, and we had a fabulous, in fact, I like to say, a fabulistic time, just camping out and doing stuff right there at home, right there in our backyard. But I remember many times, me and the boys, we just go out in the backyard and do our own little imaginary baseball game, and they just couldn't get enough of that stuff. So guys, take the time and give it a whirl. Test out doing those free or low-cost activities for fun. How about this? Shop around for the best deals on gas and travel. You may be able to save money by comparing prices from different providers. You ever see those TV commercials where somebody goes up to the front desk and he's checking out from his hotel and they say, that's $139, please. And then right next to them, someone else is checking out and it's like, that's $79, please. And they're like, whoa, I stayed in the same hotel in the same kind of room. Why am I paying more? Well, that's because, according to the commercial, the smarter person shopped around. Well, folks, we're talking about how to avoid debt using your budget and controlling those variable expenses. And one of the ways that you can do that is to shop around for the best deals. From AAA to debit card bonus plans to credit union member benefits and employer-subsidized events, you have more than just a handful of things that you can participate in to get a better deal and reduce your variable travel expenses, which in turn aids in your debt avoidance strategy. Now, folks, by following these tips, you can manage your variable expenses and free up more money in your budget. Now, let's look at the last item in part 3 of debt avoidance. That is you before them. Now, some of you are sitting up there saying, now, Lyndon, that sounds mighty selfish. Why are you telling us to think about ourselves before others? Isn't the directive in the Bible that we should look at others before ourselves? Well, yeah, the Bible's true, but it's also true about this. I mean, stop and consider this for a moment, folks. Think about it. When traveling by aircraft, for those of you that have, if you haven't, just take my word for it, this or some variation of this actually does happen. When traveling by aircraft, it is common to hear the flight attendant state over the PA system, should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others. Folks, this makes sense. Or as the young people say today, that's facts. It makes sense. If the cabin loses oxygen and you are about to pass out, how will you be able to help anyone in that unconscious state? You can't. You have to be alive and alert and competent and able before you can even think about assisting anyone else. That's the premise behind this you before them. You must be in a position to help in order to help. So you have to think about your own financial well-being first. Because if you are in financial shambles, if you're in disarray, how will you be able to help anyone else? Folks, though this directive is for an emergency situation, that is, place the mask on your nose before assisting others, it serves as a timely analogy for everyday activity as it relates to budgeting. You is considered you and anyone who is dependent upon the income you produce. That would be children and parents, or anyone or anything that you hold in the utmost regard, like God, for instance, and returning to Him. Them is everyone and everything else. You before them. Financially taking care of yourself before taking care of others is also an important concept. When you are financially stable, you are less likely to experience stress and anxiety. This can lead to better mental and physical health, which will allow you to be more present and supportive to others. So, going over what we talked about today in part 3 of our debt avoidance segment, we want to have needs come before wants. Fixed expenses come before variable expenses. And these are general things. Everyone's situation is going to be different. You come before them. If you aren't able for yourself, how could you possibly be able for someone else? And then the last thing is savings before investing. But we're not taking on savings before investing now. We're actually going to do that in the very next segment, where we'll pick it up. So before we go, I want for you to think about these two reminders. When it comes to debt, you ought to remember these two things. First, the Bible says to avoid all types of personal debt, no matter what clever terms are used to describe it. This is due to the master-servant bondage nature that is inherent in debt, as Proverbs 22, verse 7 tells us. The second thing to remember is that if you feel compelled, you've got to take on debt, let it be the debt of love, as Romans 13, verse 8 instructs us. So again, folks, that's all we have for today in part 3 of our Debt Domino series on debt avoidance. This is Lyndon Davis signing off. We'll see you the very next time. Take care and God bless.